This is a mechanical lie, and by the way, does not lead to blackness. There'd be two kinds of lies here. Mechanical lie. We mock up some space, and we put an object in that space, and then we move it. Well, the moment we've moved it, we've lied about it. We've said it's over there, whereas, as a matter of fact, it was created in location one. Now, in view of the fact that there's only consideration, this, of course, would bring about a lie, but really, it doesn't disappear, it doesn't do anything peculiar simply by moving it around. We say it's in another location, and that, of course, gives us a mechanical lie. So that the mere handling of energy does not bring about a lie. It takes another consideration than simply moving something to bring about an occlusion. All right. Now, anything which persists must avoid as-isness, and thus anything to persist, really to persist, must contain a lie. Now, we get axiom 39. Life poses problems for its own solution. Aha, life poses problems for its own solution. Now, what do we find? What do we find here in a problem? We find something which is persisting, the as-isness of which cannot be attained. And that would be the definition of a problem. Something which is persisting, the as-isness of which cannot be attained. Easily be attained, that is. And that would be a problem. Now, to solve that problem, it would be necessary to get its as-isness. Well, how do we prevent, then, something from being as-ised? In other words, vanished. We introduce a lie into it. So all problems contain a lie. Any problem to be a problem must contain a lie. If it were truth, it would unmock, and that's axiom 40. So we get that any problem to be a problem has to contain a lie. So actually, when you're studying a preclear's bank, and you're trying to process preclear, and that preclear's being a problem, we know very well that there's a lie someplace on the track that he's trying to obtain the as-isness of. It's not necessarily his lie, but it certainly is a lie. An unsolvable problem would have the greatest persistence. It would also contain the greatest number of altered facts, and to make a problem, one must introduce alterisness. In other words, this problem must have been moved and shifted and shoved around considerably to be unsolvable. Now, axiom 41, that which alterisness is introduced into becomes a problem. Anytime you alter something, you've got a problem on your hands. Thus, this whole universe, then, is a problem, and also this whole universe must contain a lie to go on persisting the way it does. Well, believe me, it contains enough alterism, so it certainly does contain a lie. It also contains a variety of lies about its creation and all that sort of thing. I mean, there's a lot of things about this universe that make it persist, and all of those things boil down to one fact, that it must be based upon a lie, and it must be very definitely altered. Now, axiom 41 tells us that it was alteration which brought the preclear into being a problem. Thus, we find any child that has been moved extensively, who has had its home changed, who has been shoved around to various parts of the world, eventually becomes a problem, first to environment and then to himself. Naturally, he's just been altered in space a lot, so he becomes a problem.